Your Excellency, President Salva Kiir Mayardit, President of the Republic of South Sudan, Your Excellency, Honorable James Wainaiga, Vice President of Republic of South Sudan, Your Excellency, Festus Magai, Chairperson of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, Your Excellency, President Alpha Conaré, the Special Envoy of the EU, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. I am honored this late afternoon to be with you and take the oath of office. It should have been earlier, but because of difficulties that we all know, it only became possible today that I came back to Juba. Before I go on my remarks, I want to thank the President for this very occasion, and I also want to thank the government for arranging this process, even if it is 8 months since His Excellency the President signed the agreement in Juba. Today is the 8th month since that event happened. I do not blame anybody. I blame only the fact that when the peace agreement was signed, it was not resourced. And some of you will recall in New York on the 29th of October, it was one of the major issues I personally addressed myself to, that the peace agreement would have challenges, and the major challenges is resource for implementation of the peace agreement. See how long it has taken us to transport the first advance team, and how long it has taken me to come to Juba. I should have been here on the 18th, but it's only after 8 days, which is a very difficult task. So, as I say, I don't blame anybody. This was not foreseen, this fact that to implement such agreement, you need resources. And I hope this would be the one main task that our partners and the government will try to look at, so that we do not delay in the implementation of the other aspects of the peace agreement. I wish that the security situation would be stabilized in the shortest possible time, now that we are just about to form the transitional government of national unity, because the stabilization of the security really would break out the peace among our population. So this is a challenge, and I hope my brother the President sees it the same. I am also hoping that we would address the challenges of stabilizing the economy, because we all know a country which is coming out of war always has difficulty in the economic sector. So I'm hoping that we will share the same views on how to stabilize the economy. I'm also hoping that the humanitarian access would be that easy, because we have a lot of displaced people starting from the capital, Juba, and other state capitals. We have displaced people in the rural area. We have also displaced people. We have over a million of refugees in our neighboring country. I hope the humanitarian situation will also get priority as it is in the agreement. Last but not least, the process of national reconciliation and healing. This is a very important process which would not be left to the president or to the vice president or to myself, but all of us as people of South Sudan. It is important that we address ourselves to this issue, because the war was vicious. People got divided. Things that we did not witness in the first war of liberation, we did witness them in this war. So on my side, I'm very committed to ensure that this process of national reconciliation and healing is kicked off as soon as possible, so that our people can have faith in the country which they fought for so long, and so that our people can return to the places of their origin. I don't want to make more a statement than this, because the program for the transitional government of national unity is clear. It is the agreement itself. And once we addressed ourselves to the implementation of this agreement, we should be able to take our people to a new stage in 30 months. And I want to end by saying, I will cooperate with the president, I will cooperate with the vice president, I will cooperate with the government, the transitional government of national unity. I will cooperate with all the officials that we'll have at our states. There are issues that are now left to the transitional government to handle. On my side, I am prepared to discuss them, to get to an agreement so that we move forward. So I want to underline my desire to start a new page. To start a new page with the president, to start a new page with all our institutions, so that we can implement this agreement. I know it is difficult this agreement is difficult, particularly when it has no resources, but if we have the will, the political will, the goodwill to implement it, we'll implement it. Thank you, Your Excellency. Thank you, all of you who have attended this occasion. Thank you very much.